and welcome to Pet Safety Crusader Radio. Speeding your way quick as a greyhound, chatting more than a chihuahua, leaping through obstacles like a border collie, and barking out loud my better pet parenting messages, I am Denise Fleck, the Pet Safety Crusader, and I'm delighted to help you make the difference in the life of an animal. Today we're going to talk to Jennifer DeGrazia of Paw Flex, a super stretchy bandage for dogs. We'll also have someone on air who is near and dear to my heart, as well as to all of our senior pet friends, Dave Merrick of Nutrix, who has created a supplement to help our best friends stay clearer of mind as they approach those later years. And also, author Donna Ciccone will join us and tell us how to become a super pet parent. But since a lot of celebrating is going to be going on this weekend, we will certainly cover 4th of July pet safety tips, as this week is positively the busiest time of year at animal shelters across the country. Many pets frightened by fireworks escape their homes and end up in shelters. And sadly, those are the lucky ones, as others dart into the path of traffic or meet other really sad and untimely fates. So no matter how much you already rock at taking care of your furry family members, there is always more to learn. So please sit, stay, or keep on doing what you're doing, but stay tuned to this episode of Pet Safety Crusader Radio to listen and learn how to be the person your dog or cat knows you can be. I feel so lucky that Jennifer DeGrazia is a lifelong lover of animals, and she's going to be joining us today. She has 10 dogs that she positively adores. She's a storyteller, inventor, and entrepreneur. If she's not already a member of Women in the Pet Industry Network, I'm going to have to invite her into this amazing group of entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, and others who work on behalf of our animal friends, because I think she'll fit in fabulously. But her product, Paw Flex Bandages, are a disposable, non-adhesive, even breathable, super soft and stretchy bandage with a wound patch already in place. It's the first all-in-one, ready-to-go bandage for dogs, and it's super easy to use. You know, being a pet first aid instructor for many years, I love this product. So I'm going to welcome Jennifer on to tell us all about it and tell us what Paw Flex is all about and what was your inspiration in making this great tool for pet parents.
Okay, so I think what inspires most of us who love animals, love dogs, is when we have a need for something and our baby's suffering. So one of my rescues, Maddie, who's just a complete mama's boy, and he just is a crybaby, and he had a wound. And let me just say, Maddie's blind, and he came from a neglected situation, so he had issues. He had fear issues. So anyway, he had a wound. He was licking at it and on his paw, and it got very, very, not infected, but it was raw. And then he started biting at it, and like chunks of flesh were coming out. So we tried to bandage it. We took him to the vet. We did a lot of different things, and he was just screaming and screaming every time we even touched him to bandage him because he was just afraid. So because of that, like any mother who has a crying baby and they can't stop them from crying, they're like, oh, my God, what can I do? And that, like, forced me to think out of the box and create something that would work for Maddie. So we created the original Paw Flex bandages out of diapers. I pulled the stretch panels and the Velcro tabs, and I sewed them all together, and then I sewed the wound pad on so that we could put it on him really fast. Fast forward, it worked really well. Maddie had no problems with it. Maddie healed, and I thought, holy smoke, this can be the most incredible product for other dogs. And so I said, we got to make this. And that's how it really started. Maddie needed it. I made it. And it worked so well that I just knew. I knew because I've been rescuing forever. I just knew that this was needed. There's some dogs that never get injured. But the ones that do, it's a really great product. And it's easy for the pet parents, too. And it just, like, cuts back on all the stress. And I hate to say it for the vets out there. It could save you a visit to the vet, or it could save you a visit to keep on going back to the vet every time your dog rips the bandage off.
Well, as cliche as it sounds, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. And that's really, you know, that's really what you did here.
What happened, right?
Well, and like I said, since I teach pet first aid, I'm always trying to teach different techniques to bandage ears and bandage tails because there are body parts that are really difficult. And at the
Pawflex, I hate to interrupt you, but Pawflex is truly the extra small or the small universal joint is the best happy tail bandage on the face of this earth. And trust me, I've used it myself. I have two dogs that constantly get happy tail. And you know what happy tail? They wag and the bandage flies off.
Exactly. And then if they don't have a bandage, they keep banging it against walls.
And blood is everywhere.
Heels. Yeah. So
the blood flies like a windmill all over.
This is just such a fabulous product because if anybody's ever tried to take gauze and a moving dog and wrap and then get the sticky tape or the stretchy tape or whatever you're using, and we just don't have enough hands, it's so great to have this. And I noticed on your paw bandage, you also have like a little plastic overlay to keep them dry if they walk in the wet grass.
Right. So the MediMitt is the paw bandage, and it slides over the dog's paw like a mitten. It has a wound pad inside, and the wound pad can move up or down, which means if the wound is on the top of the paw, you just move the wound pad that way, and the paw goes under it, so it's covering. Or if it's underneath, you just move the wound pad to be underneath the paw, and it goes there. And so the bandages are like socks. So you don't want to have the dog walk outside with them because then they're going to get dirty, and you don't want to bring it back into the house, especially if your dog's on furniture and so forth. So what we have is a waterproof outdoor cover, and it actually slides right onto the MediMitt. You don't even have to take the MediMitt off, and it utilizes the same strap that's already on the MediMitt. So it's a very simple thing. You just strap it around. The dog walks outside. When the dog comes back in, you just undo the strap a little bit, slide the outdoor cover off, and slip the strap back on without taking the MediMitt off. And when I say within seconds, I might be exaggerating because it might actually take only 1 second. It's that quick, that easy, and the bandage stays clean.
Well, that's awesome. And you've used the words like easy and simple. And I've definitely used your product and I agree. But just because, you know, I'm a consumer too, and I've bought harnesses and all of these different things for my pets. And they say, you know, easy is 1, 2, 3. And I get my Akitas out there and, you know, they're moving and I'm trying to figure it out. And it's really not all that easy unless you, you know, have a degree in engineering. So tell me, can just anybody starting from scratch, they have a pet with an injury, is it really going to be that simple and easy for them to put it on, or do they need to, you know, do a little research first and practice?
Okay, you do not need to practice, and it is that easy. It is, first off, it's Velcro. The closure of the tab is Velcro. It only wraps 1.5 rotations, so you're not wrapping and wrapping and wrapping. And the truth is, if you put the medicine first on the wound pad, And I dare anyone to time me, and I always say it, if you put the wound medicine on the wound pad first, it takes under a second to put the bandage on, and the bandage is on secure and good and stays on. And if by chance you didn't do it right the first time, you just lift the tab, and it pops right off, and then you redo it. It really, really is that simple. I mean, it really is. I wish we could do a challenge. it's truly a really fast, and you know what's important about it being fast? Because, you know, fast isn't always good. But like you said, the dog is moving. The dog does not want you to be fussing around something that might be irritating him. So when you can do it quickly, you're taking the stress away, and you're not having, like, you know, like you said, a separate wound pad. So how many times have you put medicine on the wound pad and you're putting it on, the tape, the cut, the scissors, all that, and the medicine flips over, goes on your couch, goes on your clothes and stains it, and then you're like trying to figure out, this will not happen with Pawflex. It's everything is neat, everything is quick, and there is no stress involved, and everyone's happy.
Well, I love that. I mean, if you use Pawflex, you're not going to get on any blooper reels because it actually is, you know, so easy to do. And you don't want to put the medicine on the wound first because then they step and they get dirt in it or hair in it. So it's just so great, so simple. What a convenient way. And like you said, we still, you know, always consider our veterinarians our pet's second best friend, but we're their first. So anything we can do to minimize their stress and not have to take them in for as many visits. When the need calls, of course, but if you're doing a simple bandage change or something,
right,
it's just great to have this. And the joints where the dog is going to move and flex those joints, it's great to have something that stretches and goes with him rather
they
than
don't even feel it.
Yeah, because otherwise you'll find the bandage left wherever he was.
Right.
Now, Jennifer, tell me, what about kitty cats? Because, you know, a lot of our canine friends have a feline friend, too. Can these products work for cats?
Right. So, to be honest, I didn't create them for cats because I created them for Maddie. But we actually have a lot of cat customers. And, yes, they do really well on cats. But cats are definitely smarter than dogs when it comes to trying to take them off. And so thank God we have the tubular cover because the cats have not figured out how to get that off. So for cats, we suggest that you not only use the bandage, but if you're going to have that particular type of cat that figures out how to literally lift the tab and then unravel it and then leave the bandage, you know, somewhere around the house, we have a tubular cover, which is just it's a tube. And it's made out of the same material, and it also has the non-slip grip on it. And if you slide that on, then the cat cannot open those tabs. There's nothing to unravel. So, yes, we have cat customers and very satisfied cat customers. We just recommend the tubular cover to go with it.
Wow, that is just so great to know. And since we're coming up on a holiday weekend, I just always like to remind people to make sure your pet first aid kits are up to date. And now I have to say, please make sure you include, you know, a Pawflex product in them, because that is just such an easier way to get the job done and it'll stay on and do the trick. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your amazing invention to our pets. Will you please give our listeners your website and tell them where they can get Pawflex?
Absolutely, and it's my pleasure that we were speaking today. Our website is www.pawflex.com, and you can email us, call us. All our information is there, and we're happy to discuss what your pet needs.
Fabulous. I know I joked with you about this the other day, but with my last name being Fleck and my husband being named Paul, Paul
That's
Fleck
funny.
Could be a walking billboard for your product, especially, you know, if he has our Akitas by his side. So
yeah,
I think that's great. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we're going to let you know that you can, in fact, teach an older best friend a new trick with Nutrix founder Dave Merrick. See you soon. Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Do you remember when your best friend used to greet you at the door every night? Always there, loyal, wagging his tail, happy to see you? Now things have changed. Your dog is getting older, and you're losing your best friend. Thanks to good nutrition and medical advances, however, our dogs are living longer today than ever before. But as our dogs do get older, they begin to change. Your dog may be waking you up in the middle of the night or starting to soil in the house, even barking for no reason at all. He may just seem confused or be getting stuck in corners, and he just isn't himself. Over 28 million pets in the United States suffer from these same symptoms. Nutrix is a new, natural, and clinically proven solution that helps get your old dog back. Nutrix is a specially formulated soft chew with a taste dogs love and recommended by veterinarians across the U.S. Help your best friend by talking with your veterinarian about your senior pet's behavior. As a noted veterinarian says, do your pet a favor and ask about behavior. You can get Nutrix from your vet or go to Nutrix.com. For more information, visit their website, www.nutrix.com. I'll spell it out for you. www.neutrix.com. Nutrix.com.
You love your pet. When you use holistic medicine, their healthcare options expand. The American Holistic Veterinary Medical Foundation funds vital holistic research for your pet and your vet. Help us find these answers. Donate now. Go to helphealanimals.org. Donate for holistic research. Your pet will thank you, unless it's a cat. They expect you to do the right thing. Helphealanimals.org.
I am wagging my tail over introducing you to my next guest, Dave Merrick. Like most people in my world, Dave and I became friends over a dog, or actually two dogs, his Bear and my Mr. Rico. Although neither of us ever had the honor of actually meeting each other's best friend, Dave found a photo of my Mr. Rico, my beloved black Labrador retriever, that so reminded him of his best buddy Bear that Dave sought me out. The rest is history, and it's a story I'll let him share, but I was honored earlier this year when Dave wrote the foreword to my book, The Autumn and Winter of Your Pet, Make Those Senior Years Golden, written from a pet's perspective about how we can really help our dogs and our cats to thrive as the years go by. You can find it on Amazon, but right now I want to welcome to Pet Safety Crusader Radio, Dave Merrick of Nutrix. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I so much appreciate you having me on your program today. This is great.
Well, you know I'm a personal testimonial for you with my 130-year-old Akita named Bonsai, as I call her. We never will really know her age because she's not going to tell, but she just made amazing improvements when we've had her on the product. So I'd like to start off with asking you what cognitive dysfunction is and how prevalent it really is.
Well, it's interesting. It is very prevalent. There's the low estimate is that 28 million pets in the United States today suffer from cognitive issues. And over the last 20 years, the major veterinary publications study and determine what actually goes on in the animal hospitals on a daily basis, and then they report that. And it's, you know, it's great information for people in practice. You can, like heartworm, you can tell certain areas of the country got more and more heartworm, et cetera. The one of the biggest statistics that has always impressed me in a bad way is the single biggest reason for our senior pets to be put to sleep is because of behavior issues from cognitive dysfunction. And these behavior issues are things like your older pet now is starting to house soil, and they never did that before. Sometimes they'll actually even go outside to go to the bathroom, forget what they're doing, come in, and 5 minutes later, suddenly the pet owner sees their dog urinating, and they're like, what the heck?
Or another one. I've done that. I've gone into a room and wondered, why am I here?
Yeah. Or the one that mirrors Alzheimer's in humans is when the sleep pattern changes. The pet will wake up and they'll appear a bit anxious, maybe breathing heavy or something like this. And the pet owner then says, "Oh, they're old. They can't hold it. I better let them outside." Well, the dog suddenly finds itself outside in the middle of the night, going, what the heck's going on here? And really what has happened is the sleep cycle has changed. And another one is people will think their dog has gone deaf. They won't respond to known commands. It's pretty rare for our pets to experience deafness. And it does happen. But more times than not, this is the dog not recognizing these old, these really well-known commands. And they just don't respond to them anymore. When I was a kid, I grew up in animal health. My father's a veterinarian. My grandfather and his four brothers all practice veterinary medicine. And I can remember we had a little dog named Susie, and she would get stuck in corners when she got old. She literally would get stuck there, and she'd wag her tail and kind of pant a little bit, and we'd call her, and she literally could not navigate her way to turn around and come out of that corner. And I just distinctly remember my dad saying, oh, she'll be okay, just go over there and turn her around, and she's great, and that's what you do. But that's another clear sign of cognitive issues happening in our pets. And so when many times people will not recognize these things, and they'll say, oh, you know, my pet's just getting old, and maybe it's near time. What we have found, though, is that with Nutrix, people get their old dog back. House soiling has stopped in less than a week. we have seen also with the sleep pattern changes, and studies have done with our same with our active ingredient that the sleep pattern corrects itself on day 7 and 8 like clockwork. It's pretty amazing. And by the way, this sleep pattern change that happens also with humans in Alzheimer's. This is why a large amount of research for human Alzheimer's is done with canines, because their brains present pathobiologically very similar. So it's really interesting that when we get success in helping our senior pets with cognitive issues, this can go a long way with helping people too.
Well, and we already know that animals help us so much, but you've brought some important points up as far as signs that we can start to look for. And this is, you know, as you know, it's something I love to do in educating, you know, pet parents, because a lot of times we just don't get it. Most of us can't relate to Alzheimer's because, you know, by the time we have it, we don't know exactly what's happening. So, you know, we don't really experience it. But like I jokingly mentioned a minute ago, have you ever walked into a room and forgotten while you're there, or, you know, woke up in the middle of the night confused? These are things that we can kind of understand a little bit better. And, you know, like you said, you just turn the dog around when he's stuck in a corner. But some people might literally freak out and think, oh my God, my dog has lost his mind, you know, life is over. And, you know, thanks to companies like you that are providing products, there are so many things we can do to continue to help our pets live longer, happier lives by our sides. And that's what we want to do. There's really no way I can ask you, you know, how do pets acquire cognitive dysfunction, because we all age, right? You know, it's a process. It's not a disease. It's something that's going to happen to most pets.
It happens to a lot. In fact, because of good nutrition, better animal health care, and things like this, our pets are growing older. The other thing that's happened over the last, at least 30 years now, I guess a lot of people are like this. You know, your dog or your cat, they're one of your best friends. You know, my Lola, she's a golden retriever. She loves me unconditionally, no matter what. You know, I could be not handsome, or I could be handsome, or I could smell good or smell not so good. But my Lola just thinks the world of me. And we also know that our own health is benefited when we have a pet. Our blood pressure goes down, et cetera. So I think a lot of us are really keyed into, you know, providing a good quality of life when our pet gets older. And what we have now seen is that over 50% of dogs after the age of 10, 11 will have at least one symptom of a cognitive issue. And we see that same thing going on with our cats too. After the age of 15, a huge percentage of cats have a clinical sign of cognitive dysfunction. And you know, I want to tell you a story that is just not almost typical, but it is. And I've been in animal health most of my adult life. And actually, I worked at my dad's animal hospital since I was 8 years old, every day after school. That was our job. And so in my career, I have never had as many veterinarians, veterinarian technicians, and pet owners seek me out at Nutrix to tell me the story of how Nutrix has really helped their pet. And what they, you know, their common comment is, I've got my old dog back. Well, just a couple weeks back, I was talking with a senior executive of an animal health company, and we had met and talked at a recent veterinary conference. And she said, you know, I have a young pup, but my neighbor has a really old dog, and I think her old dog has cognitive issues. Can I get some new tricks from you? I said, absolutely. Well, we were... And this conference was, about 2 months ago. Well, we had a meeting at their offices a couple weeks back, and she reminded me. She said, "Dave, remember the Nutrix you gave me?" And I kind of did, maybe not. You know? And I said, "Well, Bree, no, tell me what happened." She goes, "Well, I gave it to my neighbor, and she came over to my house the other day." And I said, "Well, what happened?" I said, "Well, my neighbor was," she said, "my neighbor was in tears." And I thought to myself, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And they were tears of joy. She said, "Bree, I can't believe it. I've got my old dog back. It's fantastic. Where can I get more Nutrix?" And Bree, she was just lit up, and she had this huge smile on her face. And I said, "Bree, how did that make you feel?" She goes, "Holy cow. I felt like a hero." You know, this woman, you know, she has her pet is a 12-year-old dog and had a lot of cognitive issues. But now she's got her old dog back. She said she's playing with her again. She's playing with her toys. The interaction is how it used to be.
That is just so wonderful, Dave. It must make you feel like you're doing what you're meant to be doing. So we're going to take a really quick break now, and then we're going to come back and hear more from Dave and Nutrix. So stay tuned.
Hey, pet lovers. This is a must for you. Only one-of-a-kind dog food. There is nothing like this dog food blend anywhere else. Also, the best in the industry, joint support supplement. And you have to try this for your dog. Introducing the dental spray called Spray Me. Effectively breaks down tartar and leaves your dog's breath smelling great. You have to check out all their products. So go now to www.truedog.com. I'll spell it out for you. That is TRUDOG.com. Visit True Dog and use the promo code PAWS15 for 15% off.
I am the Pet Safety Crusader, and although I have taught more than 10,000 humans animal life-saving skills, I know there are so many more dogs and cats who could benefit from their people learning better pet parenting. That's why I travel far and wide teaching you to keep your pets safe and help them live longer, happier, healthier lives. So please sit, stay, or just keep on doing what you're doing. But join me Thursdays at 1 p.m. on BBS Radio for each episode of Pet Safety Crusader Radio to learn, share, and become the bow, wow, wonderful person your pet knows you can be.
Listen up, animal lovers. You can support your local animal shelters and welfare organizations for free. Just shop online through adoptashelter.com. It's easy. Go to adoptashelter.com, pick the organization you want to support, and then connect to over 750 of your favorite online stores, including Amazon, Expedia, Macy's, Office Depot, Walmart, and Zazzle. Then shop like you normally do. Everything you buy earns a cash donation for the animal welfare organization of your choice. And you always pay the exact same prices as going to the merchant directly. Simply click, shop, and donate at adoptashelter.com.
And you are back on Pet Safety Crusader Radio. I'm Denise Fleck, and I'm lucky enough to be talking with Dave Merrick of Nutrix. And he was just sharing a story about how somebody who used Nutrix discovered they got their old dog back. And I can attest to that, too, having a 15-something-year-old Akita who was going up into our backyard and hiding behind a structure when mommy was home and wouldn't come when daddy called. And the only thing that would bring her down were the headlights of the car. And she was staring off, you know, just like she didn't know where she was. And she would even stare at her food. She would look confused and dazed very often. And I've had her on Nutrix for about 3 years now. And I must tell you, I feel like most of the time I have a puppy dog. Her Only real problem is, you know, her back legs aren't working as great. And that's not something for Nutrix. That we're working on with joint medicines and exercises and such. But Dave, come on back here and tell me a little bit how Nutrix actually works. How does it help our, you know, canine best friend and feline best friend?
Yeah, Nutrix is a supplement and it has great safety data and how it actually works. It's a very simple but elegant system. The active ingredient is a calcium-binding protein. Now, through at least 50 or 60 years worth of research on the human side, the discovery of these calcium-binding proteins was very important. In as we age, we start to lose some of these. And what these proteins do in our brain is they simply keep the calcium levels inside the brain cells balanced. That's all they do. If you get too much calcium in there, they buffer it and they equalize it out. But with age, we start to lose these calcium-binding proteins. And they know with many problems of the brain, whether it's sleep, memory, or a stroke, Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's, part of the problem is the lack of having these calcium-binding proteins. And when you don't have those calcium-binding proteins, you get too much calcium in the brain cell, and then eventually it dies. So what Nutrix does is it replaces those calcium-binding proteins. Now, we did a lot of research, and one of our research processes did show that with an oral dose, that we found our calcium-binding protein both made it into the bloodstream as well into the brain. And Nutrix, as I said before, was very safe. We have had tests that went up to 4,000 times the dose for 90 days with no adverse events reported at all. In fact, it has what they call GRAS status. That's an acronym for generally regarded as safe. And the human company, Quincy Bioscience, has that product called Prevagen. And they can actually put it into a neuro shake or into a chewable tablet. So the humans have been benefiting for 4 or 5 years with the product Prevagen, which is a great one, which, by the way, I take every day. I would take my Nutrix, but, you know, the liver-based flavor chew.
Yeah, I know. That's not quite my thing either. But, you know, dogs seem to love it. And you have both kind of a crunchier chew and a soft chew, correct?
Just a soft chew right now.
Oh, okay.
We actually had a big call for that, especially with the senior dogs. Seem to really like the soft chew. And we also have a what we call a sprinkle. It's a like a powdered form, and that's in our cat label product, and it has a really good chicken flavoring in it, and we have 100% acceptability rate with our cats, and every once in a while a dog won't like something, and they love the cat sprinkle too, and you just sprinkle a little bit on wet food. Let me mention something about with the cat Nutrix. It works the same way. And what I've noticed is, for my own cat, I had a 19-year-old cat, and Spicy had nighttime vocalizations. Mm-hmm. You know, just would go in the basement and start doing something like, you know, one of those things.
Delightful at 3 a.m.
Yeah. And every once in a while, he would just stop and urinate and not use his litter box. What really concerned me a lot, too, was he was standing, and when you look at him, you had the sense he was unbalanced. And, you know, you can tell that in your cat. And the last thing that Spicy was, he wasn't bathing himself as much, so his coat was getting oily and things like this. Mm. And I had him on Nutrix for Cats, and right at about week 6, I noticed I caught him bathing. I noticed that I didn't observe him unbalanced anymore. All of a sudden, I realized I hadn't heard him vocalizing at night anymore. But what really got me was when Spicy was a younger cat, he would call my name out. He'd what I think it was. He'd go, wow, like that. No, I'm thinking that that's my name because I would turn and respond to it. He would run up and jump onto a shelf and find a little knick-knack thing and stare at me and then whack it off the shelf. And as soon as I'd go, spicy, then he'd run off and it was like a chase game then. And he hadn't done that for a while. So after about 6 weeks on Nutrix, all of a sudden I heard him go, wow. And I, in my brain immediately turned and I went, spicy? He jumps up on the shelf and he knocks something over. And, he was his old self again. It was just wonderful.
Well, that is just incredible. And I'm so happy you had, a kitty-centric story to share, too, to show that it works for both species. And you brought up something interesting in that you said a dog liked the chicken flavor better. So it is possible to switch those back and forth because, very often with items, we don't want to give a dog a cat or, more importantly, don't give a cat a dog specific item. Can you talk a little bit to that?
Yeah, basically the difference between the cat and the dog product is just the flavor base. The dog seemed to like the beef liver chew, and the cats like the little sprinkle. And, every once in a while you'll get, for whatever reason, a dog can get into the jar and eat the whole thing. And basically, they're safe. They may have a little loose stool, but they'll be very safe on that. But basically, that's what you're looking at. In fact, we've had some dogs, I swear, that these dogs are allergic to everything. They might even be allergic to water for all I know. But, it's rare. It's rare. Right. But every once in a while, you have a pet that has real severe allergies. And we found that having the pet owner then go to like Walgreens or CVS Pharmacy and use the human product Prevagen is perfectly acceptable. And they just use, it comes in a capsule, and they can either sprinkle that on the food that is good for those animals or just pill them with it. So there are a lot of alternatives, but really it's the active ingredient, APOA corn, and that's the key.
Wonderful. I'm so glad you have, truly found your calling because you're helping us to help our pets. And listeners out there, do take note. If for some reason your dog isn't liking the liver or the cat isn't liking the chicken flavor, talk to the folks at Nutrix and maybe give the other a try. Don't give up on it because it can do wonderful things. And, we all have our own picky tastes. So you want to find the right one. And it's great to know that if the bottle does get spilled and Fido consumes it, we don't have to, rush and do the doggy Heimlich or induce vomiting or get to the vet, that it's truly safe for our pets. So, Dave, I'm just so happy that we were able to share Nutrix with our listeners today. Can you tell us humans where we can get it?
Yes. Your veterinarians will have it. And if they don't have it actually in stock, they can get it within a day or two from their veterinary distributors. So, and that's something that I always recommend is if you suspect your pet has cognitive issues, make sure you see the vet because it could be additionally cognitive, but they could have other medical issues that really do need to be paid attention to. So you can get it from your vet. You can get it at Nutrix.com. And hopefully in a couple weeks we'll have fundraising efforts to help some of our senior dog sanctuaries out there. And so Nutrix.com or your veterinarian. So those are the best places to get it.
Thanks so much, Dave. And that's wonderful that you're giving back, doing stuff with the rescues. Everybody, don't touch your dial, your phone line, your internet connection, or however you are listening. We'll be back with a real live author after this quick break. Thanks so much, Dave and Nutrix.
Thinking of pizza? The best pizza in town. Then go to Berno's, located in Orange City, Florida, next to Publix. Tell them the radio sent you to receive free garlic cheese sticks. Free delivery for orders to go. Call now and order. Call 386-775-2327. Visit their website, bearnosefl.com. I'll spell it for you. BARNOSFL.com.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Hey, pet lovers. This is something I want to share with you. Canine massage. Yeah, learn how to massage your dog with Dr. Sue Furman. Check out Dr. Furman's online classes for the benefits of massaging your dog. Help make your dog healthy. This is where I want you to go, holistictouchtherapy.com. A healthy dog is a happy dog. I'll repeat her website. You go to holistictouchtherapy.com. Learn how to bond with your best friend and pet with purpose.
Being the one who makes a difference is what I am all about. I am the Pet Safety Crusader, and my superpower is helping people to help their pets. So I come to you via the airwaves, sharing the latest 411 on how you can help your pets live longer, happier lives by your side. So please sit, stay, or just keep on doing what you're doing, but join me Thursdays at 1 p.m. on BBS Radio for each episode of Pet Safety Crusader Radio to learn, share, and become that awesome person your pet knows you can be.
And you are back with Denise Fleck, the Pet Safety Crusader. And we were talking with Dave Merrick of Nutrix about our senior pets. And he's so right. You know, whenever you start noticing something isn't quite right, do have your pet checked out by his favorite veterinarian, your pet's second best friend. We are their first best friends, but do have them checked out. And you might find out that Nutrix is the thing that can bring your old dog or your old cat back into your life. But now I'm excited to be on the line with an author and proud parent of two Portuguese water dogs. The knowledge Donna has garnered over the past many years as a dog mom can be found in her book, Being a Super Pet Parent, Everything You Need to Know to Foster a Long, Loving Relationship with Your Dog. It's an excellent manual for first time and even for more seasoned pet parents. And I got to talk to Donna Ciccone a few weeks ago when I was guest hosting Smart Animal Talk Radio, and I'm lucky enough to talk to her again. So Donna, welcome. And what is a super pet parent?
Oh, I think a super pet parent is a parent who loves their dog, number one, but also understands and respects the fact that a dog is a canine species and is not a human being, and that they are a part of our family. They are a canine member of our family. And understanding that makes integrating a dog into a human family much more successful. And actually, a very, very fun experience for everybody. And the dog really benefits the most.
Oh, I love the way you put that, because, you know, I really do want people to be reminded that pets are part of the family. And we're all calling ourselves dog moms or cat dads or pet parents these days. But it is important to make that differentiation, you know, that a canine and a feline are still their own species, and we shouldn't, you know, give them human attributes.
Exactly. Exactly. That really, doing that really sets us up to fail. If we put human expectations on a dog, then the dog doesn't meet them. We just get exasperated and frustrated, and usually, you know, with the dog. And the dog has done nothing but be a dog.
Exactly, his job. And I have to tell you, Donna, now that I've had the chance to read it, I love your book. And I hope this comes out as a compliment. I don't want to say it the wrong way, but I almost feel like I could have written it myself, in that you and I may have different writing styles, but we are so in sync, you know, with the things that we feel are important as far as pet parents. I love how you talked about, you know, getting people to do their homework beforehand and really asking themselves, why do they want a pet?
Bravo, Denise. Bravo. I am so pleased that you said that. My hope is that many people out there say that. They read the book and they say, boy, I did know all this, but nobody's ever put it together in one book before. Now I have. That was my whole purpose in putting it together, all the information in the book. When I got my first dog, it wasn't out there. There were separate books on training. There were separate books on nutrition. There were separate books on relationships with dogs. But there wasn't anything pulled together in a fashion that could be, let's say, friendly to the average pet parent, which I was and still am. I think I've graduated to perhaps the super pet parent level. I better have, because of all the things I've learned to do and am actually doing with my dog. But, oh, that makes my heart feel so good to hear you say that.
Well, you are so welcome. It's true. And it's, you know, you mentioned again another important thing that, you know, we kind of do live and learn. Some of our pets, our current pets, benefit from what we may not have done perfectly with our previous ones. But it's so great to have such a comprehensive manual that a lot of people can not have to go through the trial and error and really think about some of these things. And I love, towards the back of your book, you have the top 10 qualities of a super pet parent. And I think it's a great thing for all of us to strive for. Number one is, you know, we need to know why we want to have a dog in our life, and if we're going to really commit to it for better or worse for the lifetime of a pet. Because if we don't, that pet already goes into the relationship with, you know, a chance of not succeeding and not having that forever home. So what are some of the things, you know, other things that make us a super pet parent?
Well, certainly the motive, as you just stated, is so important. Also, as we stated earlier, understanding the difference between the two species, you know, realizing that we have a canine species in our life, and that we really respect and understand that. I think respect is such a key word there. If we can actually respect our dogs and the differences they bring to our lives, we are starting off on such a good foot in our relationship with them, because we're acknowledging that they're different than us and that they have qualities we don't have, and we need to learn from each other. I think that's just the best place to start. You know, we have research is important, as you said also earlier, Denise. Very important to research your lifestyle, a dog that fits your lifestyle.
Absolutely.
You know, if you're in an apartment, if you're out in the country, you know, what can your lifestyle allow you to really have in terms of a dog in your life?
If you have a high energy dog, are you a high energy person? Are you willing to brush that long coat? Number five, I really like too. It says provide lifelong socialization and training experiences for your dog. Because a lot of people think they get a dog as a puppy, they train him, and that's done. You know, they flat their hands clean of it. And it's really an ongoing thing, correct?
Correct. God bless them if they train them. You know, as I say in my book, the problem is not enough people train their dogs. And we really are obligated to do that if we bring a dog into our life. It's what we owe them, really. It's their right, and as I say, our responsibility. And training them will provide, you know, it's that lifelong experience with your dog. You know, you train them and teach them the basic behaviors, the basic good manners. But training is more than that. It really is moving beyond that and spending quality time with your dog. I think the most wonderful thing I've learned along the way, Denise, is every expert that I've ever talked to or read about who on dogs talks about how important it is for us to watch our dogs, hang with our dogs, watch our dogs, watch their behavior, just embrace the time being with them, and you will learn, you will develop your communication with them. You'll also learn how they respond in training with body language and, you know, preferences and dislikes. But as it's a lifelong experience, when you have your basic manners taught, then you can go do fun things. You can do tricks. You can do sports. You can just enjoy developing the behaviors that your dog has as a foundation into more complex behaviors. And that just makes you feel closer in your relationship with your dog, and your dog is just, you know, more adept at living in our world.
Well, so true, because I always feel that if we took a cue from our dogs and lived in the moment like they did, we, you know, would enhance our own lives. And what you're saying agrees with that, because for what the dog has, he's experiencing at that moment in time. He's not thinking about, oh, what we're going to do next Saturday. He's thinking about the time you're spending with him right here and now. And making the most of that can just enhance both of your lives.
Exactly. And socialization, as you mentioned, is the other key to that. I talk in my book a lot about how people think my dogs are so calm. And I really attribute that basically to they're coming in, they're a healthy dog, they have good nutrition, they're a happy dog, and they've had basic training, but they were also highly socialized. So they're situations that they're exposed to. Like, we do a lot of TV work, and we are on studio sets with cameras and people, and they're calm around that because they've been exposed to that. But I make sure that they get exposed to all. Just think about your dog waking up and having a new day. Like, we have a new day. What are the new experiences your dog's going to have today? Now, if your dog stays home all day and doesn't leave the backyard, that's unfortunate, but sometimes true for a lot of dogs. That only may set up the situations that when you do take them out, they have more anxiety. So try to make the effort to really get out and expose them to new colors, new sounds, new sights, and really help them become comfortable in our human world just by via of exposure.
I think that's one of the reasons things like nose work are starting to become more popular, because as we have older pets who may have some joints that they can't move quite as much, they still need new discoveries. And we know how great a dog's nose is, and it's maybe, you know, giving him those new scents as well as the sights.
Oh, exactly. But once you get them in the sport, as mine are, boy, they like to sniff. So when we go for our walks, I have to really give my dog space to sniff, because they've developed that natural ability of theirs so well through the sport. And, you know, prior to the sport, when I would probably say, no sniff. So we kind of, you know, denied them the opportunity to develop a very natural skill, a skill they have that surpasses ours tremendously. But when they do develop it, it's really important to let them experience that skill. One more thing that you can share with them, you can respect about them.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things your book, really, to summarize it, I would say it's all about letting pets be part of the family, but also letting a dog be a dog too. And Donna, there are just so many more things I want to chat with you about in the book, so we're going to have you back again. But I thank you for being here, and I want everybody to know that they can get Being a Super Pet Parent on Amazon. And please check out Donna's website, jive.com. And look on the homepage. There's a great trailer for the book, and there's lots of other good information. So, Donna, go give some belly rubs to Jazz and Jive for me, and we're going to have you back again. But just stay here for a minute as I wrap out the show. And I just want to remind you that the 4th of July weekend is positively the busiest time of year at animal shelters across the country. Although the rocket's red glare can be fun for us, not so much for our pets. Those loud booms and the flashing fireworks really scare the pets away from the safety of their home. And ending up at an animal shelter actually isn't the worst thing. A lot of them run into the path of a car. I don't know if everybody caught it in the news, but this year, one city in Italy is instituting silent fireworks. So I hope that's going to catch on. But please keep all your pets safely indoors. A tired dog is a happy dog. So exercise him before it gets dark so that he can rest during all of the festivities. Do not, I repeat, do not bring your pets to a firework display. Do whatever you can to distract them and mask the noise. Turn up the stereo or the TV. Have quiet time together in a quieter room of the house. Stuff one of those toys that you can fill with treats. And for some pets, calming aids may be in order, whether it's a t-shirt type item for them to wear to feel like they're getting a perpetual hug, or some sort of aromatherapy for your dog or cat. So just have a safe and enjoyable holiday weekend. But remember that safety applies to our pets too. Double check all the doors, windows, and gates. Gosh, I'm exhausted. That was a really fun show. Please look up my guests and learn more about what they do. We had pawflex.com, newtricks.com, jazzandjive.com. Next week, you're going to hear from two of my fellow women in the pet industry friends, Yvonne DeVita of Blog Paws and Lorian Clemens of Pet Hub. But do visit my website and see if we can hook up on my fall pet safety tour this fall. My pack and I have paws and fingers crossed that you and yours will stay safe, healthy, and happy. And I personally challenge you to do your best to be a superhero in the life of an animal. I look forward to having you hear me next time. This is the Pet Safety Crusader signing off. She was a girl,